Bad Seed Podcast, episode 30. Well, technically 29, I guess. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Scotty, and you are listening to our programming, family programming adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, this is supposed to be fucking episode 30, but technically it is 29 because we tried to record and we fucked it up.
Yeah.
Well, I fucked it up because that's what I do. I fuck things up. So it's been a very long time now.
Yeah.
Because it was a long time when we were doing that one.
Yeah, and that was around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was a Thanksgiving episode. We were saying what we were fucking thankful for. So yeah. Happy belated Thanksgiving. Happy belated Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hanukkah. Don't forget Hanukkah.
And yeah, and Boxing Day.
Yeah.
All the choices. All the religious adventures. It is 2020.
Yep, the first day.
It is the first day of 2020. Happy New Year. Elliot, we're fucking alive.
Yeah, we made it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did you think you'd be alive?
For 2020?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never, you know, I'm going to turn 30 this year, in about 8 months.
That's rough. That's almost next year. So.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just still trucking along.
I wish we could just skip 2020 because I said it earlier today. Well, I found it out earlier today that it is the year of the rat.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, and we don't like rats.
Well, we love one, Michael.
Well, he's the rat.
The rat.
Yeah.
He's not a rat.
Yeah, he's the rat. He's the one after Splinter.
Right.
God damn, he looks like Splinter. But anyways, thank you for listening. And back to your scheduled programming. Elliot, where are we at?
Where are we at?
Yeah, what do we want? What do we want to do today?
What do we want to do? Well, let's talk about, you had a pretty good New Year's Eve, right?
New Year's Eve.
Yes, yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I almost chopped my fucking finger off. That was fun. ER is stupid, you know?
Yeah.
ER is the worst fucking place on the planet, especially when you're the only person in there, and it takes 4.5 hours to get 3 stitches. By the way, by the time they told me I wanted 3 stitches, I felt like such a bitch. That I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I almost wanted to like just be like, could you just like put more in there to make it look like more?
Could you just cut this open some more? Is that what you want?
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Like if I don't get at least 10 stitches, everybody's going to make fun of me. So please.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure people are going to make fun of me anyways.
Oh yeah. They already were.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. It wouldn't stop fucking.
No.
Stop bleeding.
And also, you can't keep working if your hand won't stop bleeding.
Yeah, so I tried to stop. Like, I waited an hour for it to stop bleeding. And it fucking would. Whatever.
But
how was your New Year's Eve?
It was good. I had to cover for a guy at work who cut his finger open. So
okay.
I had unexpectedly go in, but it was a terrible night, but it was fine because I got off at 9, came back to Gastonia, and rang in the new year with some familiar faces. So I was actually peeing during the countdown.
Did you make any kisses?
No, I was pissing. I was in the bathroom and I heard everybody start counting down, and I was midstream, so I just, you know, wrote it out
midstream.
I pissed my way into 2020.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah, and now I just got to piss my way out.
What are you going to?
I don't know, man.
Kidney stones.
Mm.
Don't do them.
I feel like that's barreling towards me eventually.
This is the year of the Elliot kidney stones.
Yeah.
Elliot stones.
I just, all the aspects are there that would add up to me getting kidney stones. I feel like it's always big dudes. Not always, but.
It's dudes that stress and drink soda.
Yeah.
And beer.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they tell you that what to. Like, once you start taking medication, the way to get them out is drink beer. Drink lots and lots of light beer.
Oh, yeah.
So you just keep peeing. Couldn't you just drink water? Like, lots and lots of water.
But nothing makes you piss like beer.
That's very true.
I think maybe that's why they, you know.
That is weird.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other night. Just, what is it? I'm sure there's a scientific explanation, but.
Kidney stones?
No, for beer piss.
Beer piss.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like making yourself drink.
Yeah, I guess it is the volume that you're drinking.
Yeah, it's just.
Because I've never sat there and pounded 4 cups of water.
Could you imagine if you actually got the size? Some people can put back 30 beers.
Yeah.
Like if you like blew up like the blueberry girl from Charlie, your stomach got big every night like that?
You know
what?
I
mean, I guess it's bloating, but.
You know what would probably make me stop drinking is if at the end of the night I was presented with a cup the size of what I drank. So if I did drink 20 beers, it would just be like, that's what it was. It was over the course of 10 hours, but yeah. You drank.
So 20 beers is roughly, put it into terms like this. That would be, there's about 3.5 beers or something in a 40.
Yeah.
So look at it like that. Like,
yeah, measure it in 40s. 20
beers is, my math is probably wrong, but that's 1840s.
Wait, what? I started to be like, oh, I'm
not. That's not true. It's like fucking probably like 6 or 7 40s.
Yeah.
Like
which it, even in my brokest days, 3 40s was my limit. Like I was good.
You're good on the quality
after
of the lukewarm bottom of all those.
Yeah.
That last 12 ounces is not as good as the first.
The trick is to do Brass Monkeys, which I actually did recently for my buddy's birthday.
Brass Monkeys. Explain. Yeah.
You drink a 40 to the label, and then you fill it with orange juice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a...
Yeah, and it turns a very upsetting color.
Yeah.
But it goes down smooth. It's like a hood mimosa. That's what we call them.
A hood mimosa.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done that. I have drank the tops of 40s. We used to drink about 2/3 of it and then fill it up with a Sparks or a Four Loko.
Yeah.
There was really not a name for that. I don't think it existed long enough to have a name.
No. Well, they outlawed one ingredient or severely, you know.
Yeah, fentanyl.
Oh, was that part of it?
fentanyl was in Four Loko.
Right. Nobody talks about that, but it's true.
It's also in McDonald's sausage biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I eat those a lot. That's probably why I move so slow.
That's why you go to sleep.
Yep. Damn, that's why I keep wrecking my car. I couldn't figure out why.
Yeah, it's because of McDonald's sausage biscuits. Some news. Some plug news.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, hit me.
Oh, man. This first one. McDonald's customer pulls gun when giving ketchup instead of jelly. Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. Authorities in Tennessee say an irate woman pointed a gun at fast food workers because they gave her ketchup instead of jelly. Asia Vester, 20 years old, was arrested Tuesday and charged with aggravated assault and unlawful possession of a weapon. According to Memphis police, oh man, this was in the drive-thru. Vester was in the drive-thru line of a McDonald's last week when she received her food and realized her request for jelly was either forgotten or unheeded. Whatever. She instead received ketchup. Words were exchanged with several employees. Vester was accused of pulling out a gun and pointing it at employees caught on surveillance cameras. That is cool.
That's well, and based on the charges, it was an illegal firearm, too. It's not like she had her concealed carry,
right,
and pulled it out. It was, you're carrying around an illegal gun.
Yeah, since Vester is under 21, it is legal for her to possess a weapon. Vester is scheduled to appear in court Wednesday. It's unclear whether she has an attorney to speak for her. That's a funny last sentence.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think they give people attorneys.
Yeah, it's court appointed.
Yeah,
and those are the ones you don't want.
Well, no, they're overworked and underpaid. So
it's like an ER doctor.
Right.
But I don't feel sorry for them.
Well, I think they're not underpaid.
They get paid.
Yeah. But that was that's one reason. I've never been a gun owner. But I know that I could never keep a gun in my car because I would pull it out in traffic.
It's tough.
I don't do well.
It's tough.
In the car with road rage.
I love hearing,
I wouldn't use it.
Yeah.
I just want to show it to somebody.
Yeah. I love hearing the redneck guys, like, you know, how they'll be like, you'll be talking to them. They'll be like, I'll pray somebody fucks with me because I will shoot them. I'm just saying, if you're 29 years old and you're a gun owner, and I'm sure someone has fucked with you in your life before, for you to have a gun, you're not going to just shoot somebody.
Right.
But people do.
There was a great Onion article that was like, man buys gun in case he needs to needlessly escalate a situation.
Yeah, well, that's
yeah, as soon as you pull it out, things are different.
Things are very different.
Yeah. There was my buddy's dad was in a Walmart parking lot, and this was recently. He, this lady, like, her kids were basically, like, playing in the road outside of this Walmart, and I guess he walked by and said something under his breath, like, you know, get your kids out of the road or something like that. And the lady pulled a gun on him.
Huh.
And, like, just started screaming at him. And he basically just ran to his car and drove off. He never called the cops, never reported it. He just...
Right.
Yeah.
We went to a show, like Greensboro or Raleigh or like summer or something. And like you said, if somebody pulls a gun, it changes the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Security at this venue was like holding and pulled it out on a bunch of people.
Oh, great.
And I saw he pulled out a gun thinking it would make everybody run, but it did the opposite. The circle closed in on him.
Yeah.
And he kind of backed into the building.
Right.
Like, that could have got rough real quick, but it didn't. That shows you what kind of person you are. If you're going to pull out a gun, you better fucking use it.
Yeah, at least fire one into the ceiling.
Yeah.
Or, and then people will scare, I would assume.
If you're outside, that doesn't work.
Oh, no. Was it outside?
Yeah. Well, he kicked some people out, and then it was like, you know, kicked the wrong people out. There were words outside,
oh, okay.
And the motherfucker just, like, went off. And then, you know, out of nowhere, pulled out a gun. It wasn't even that bad of a thing.
Right.
And I'll be damned if he just got swarmed.
This seems like a job for Mr. Gun.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't.
What's a fun name for a gun? Gilmore the Gun?
Petey Pistol.
Petey Pistol. Pistol Pete. Yeah. Make sure it's jelly.
Yeah.
A San Francisco woman is offering a $7,000 reward and has hired a plane to fly over the city to search for her blue-eyed miniature Australian Shepherd stolen from outside a grocery store last weekend. What?
So, does she know how high planes are?
The plane, which cost an additional $1,200, will be flying a banner with the website she set up for finding her dog, Jackson, which was stolen Saturday in Brenell Heights neighborhood. Did she tie up a small dog outside of a grocery store?
Yeah.
She sounds like a rich lady, and they usually just carry them.
Yeah, they'll keep them holstered.
Yeah, they always got one in the chamber.
Yeah.
Always.
I guess it would be more efficient maybe to just put posters up in the area first, and then maybe do the banner if that doesn't work.
Also, not to mention the $7,000 reward.
I think that's going to do more than anything.
I would find, for $7,000, I would go steal a dog that looked like that dog and
turn it in.
Yeah.
And, well, then you end up, there's a reward for that dog. So now you're collecting all these look-alike dogs.
Yeah.
In one big circle.
That's the plan. I stole this dog, by the way.
Is that why you're reading it?
Yeah. I'm just rubbing it in at this point.
I do like the idea of being not Dog the Bounty Hunter, but just a dog bounty hunter. Like, you just find runaways.
Just animals.
Yeah. Birds would be the hardest because they can fly.
Yeah.
But like lizards, you can find 10 lizards a day.
No, you can't. Do you chip lizards?
Huh? Yeah. Well, you put the little tag on them.
Also, up until about a couple years ago, I thought an animal being chipped.
Same.
Was a GPS tracker.
Yeah, I thought it was a LoJack. A little dog LoJack.
Yeah, nobody GPSs. I mean, that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Well, you can get like collars with those on them now, but you know, the collar can come off.
All right. Whatever. Enough about the dog. This got me. 25 most profound shower thoughts of 2019 on Reddit.
Okay.
Well, let's start with, what do you think about in the shower, Elliot? But let's keep it PG.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't do that, and I don't jerk off in the shower. I can't. I just don't like it. So that's never been a thing.
It's rough, huh?
Yeah.
Standing.
So it's mostly think about my day, what's going to happen. Sometimes I think, boy, it's been a while since I did this. let's see. Yeah, you just kind of, I don't know. I don't think about a whole lot.
Mm.
I try not to think in the shower.
I think about where's the bottle that I need and how much of stuff do I use.
It's very practical thoughts in the shower for me. So I'm in there to get clean and get out.
Well, some of these are a little, they go a little out there. One of these says, when you're a kid, you don't realize you're also watching your mom and dad grow up.
I mean, but you're not. They're what?
Yeah. I mean, they are also growing up.
Is this like a time travel thing?
I don't know. Here's another one. They don't let you smile in passport photos because they want you to look the same as if you were standing in line at customs for an hour.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Or you could just tell someone, hey, will you stop smiling so I can see what you look. People, you don't look that much different when you smile, you know?
I do. The biggest flex is using mobile data in your own home because Wi-Fi is being slow.
I do that all the time. I got that unlimited.
Oh, man. A night before a day off is more satisfying than an actual day off.
Well, you mean like the evening before that you know you can just do whatever you want?
I believe so.
Yeah, I agree with that. But also, that is, I always enjoy the night more because I'm not hungover. And then the day off is usually worse because I'm hungover.
Biting your tongue while eating is a perfect example of how you can still screw up even with decades of experience.
I do always feel so stupid, like, whenever I bite my cheek or my tongue.
Yeah, how does that happen?
It's like, I've been doing this a while. Sometimes I bit my own finger one time eating a sandwich. I wasn't paying attention, and I bit my finger. It hurt like hell. I dropped the sandwich.
I mean, there's so many of these. This one got me because this is actually pretty fucking true.
Hmm.
If Eminem's mom wanted to, she could probably make a good amount of money selling her own spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, she could brand that.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. But he does throw up in the song. But that's not because of the spaghetti. It's because of the nerves.
Because of his nerves. Because he choked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the rap-battle.
The rap-battle. Being an adult is eating the crust, not because you like it, but because you paid for it.
I saw the tweet that's like, crust is just bread. Why don't you eat it, you big fucking baby?
People are so amazed by the fact that every snowflake is different, but no one cares about every potato being different.
Yeah, it's true.
What the fuck, man? Babysitters are teenagers who behave like grown-ups so that grown-ups can go out and behave like teenagers. All right. I'm out. I'm out on that. Next story. Man too intoxicated to work his Steak and Shake shift robs place instead. Kentaris Gowans said he was too drunk to work, but police say that didn't stop him from showing up and demanding money while holding a co-worker at gunpoint. Oakwood, Georgia. Police in Georgia say a man called out of a Steak and Shake job because he was too intoxicated, then showed up anyways. The gunpoint, yada yada, we get it. The Gainesville Times reports 20-year-old Kentaris Gowans is charged with offenses including aggravated assault. It's just one offense. They fucking made a big deal about it.
Charged with the following.
Charged with offenses including that. That's it. Okay. He called out on Thanksgiving, went to the restaurant. Times are tough.
Yeah, tough all over.
He looks tough.
He
looks
so
happy with what he just did.
He doesn't look upset about it.
No, we're both wrong. He looks extremely upset.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's proud.
He's definitely not saying sorry. Yeah,
this is right. This is right, what I did today.
But how does... Okay, so you get too drunk to work, fine. Then you do the right thing, which is call... And it sounds like he was honest. Hey, I'm too drunk to work today.
Right.
And then... If you end it there, he probably will get fired. Maybe. I don't know what kind of place it is.
Steak and Shake.
Yeah. So maybe. Maybe not. And then if he would have just left his day there, he's fine. But somehow he goes, I better go show my face.
I'm going to go show my ass.
Yeah.
Not my face. Last sentence. It's unclear if Gowans has a lawyer. What the fuck?
Why?
Yeah, is this like a new thing?
Yeah, everybody's so confused about, I don't know if he's got a lawyer or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
He might represent himself.
From the way he looks at that picture, he definitely he's just going to be too proud.
Mm-hmm.
He's a proud man, not a boy.
Yeah, you
not,
said not, proud, boy.
Not a proud boy. He's not a proud boy. that is all the news for that I have embarked on today. That's all I've got.
Pluggies news?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got some Am I the Assholes, as always.
Don't sound excited about it, Elliot.
Well, all right, so we'll go chronological because I've been there was some recently there was a lot of Christmas posts where people are asking Christmas questions. There's a lot of times where you can be an asshole around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I kind of related to a little bit. So
you related to being an asshole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to buy my girlfriend's family Christmas presents because I don't celebrate the holiday? I'm Asian American and my girlfriend is white and Christian. We've been together for 3 years. We usually spend the Christmas break apart. She goes to her family and I go to mine, even though we don't celebrate Christmas. Like, really don't. Not even a tree.
Yeah, that's the best part.
A few weeks ago, she asked me to buy her family presents this year so she could bring it to them. She said her sister's new boyfriend, who's Jewish, will send presents to their whole family, even though he doesn't celebrate either. I say, that's great for him, but unfair to place that expectation on me. She says that's not the point and accuses me of being a cheapskate since I receive Christmas presents from her whole family every year. I say it's not. I say it's their choice, and while I appreciate the presents, it's not right to force me to practice tradition I don't believe in. Am I the asshole? My family celebrated the Lunar New Year, and I never expected my girlfriend or her family to participate in our traditions. I would definitely join in on Christmas if I shared the beliefs, but I don't, and I don't think it was so unreasonable to not participate.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
I like how he brings up Lunar New Year like everyone knows about it, but just doesn't.
Yeah, I'm just uncultured. I don't know what it is.
I feel very uncultured, too.
Yeah, it's the 30th instead of the 31st.
But it's like saying, why don't you celebrate Christmas? And, you know, you have to answer that question. But it's like, why don't you celebrate Lunar New Year? It's like, what? Why? Because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you know what Christmas is. But you're just trying to impress a family. Do it.
Right. It would be a very simple. He doesn't have to drop a lot of cash on it.
If you know, if you're not claiming bankruptcy,
right,
then do it.
I just I don't like,
or just something nice.
With Christmas, I don't like the pressure to get everybody something great all at once. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know? You ain't gotta.
No.
But that's why flea markets flourish. When it comes to Christmas, just buy some lukewarm gifts. Nothing hot.
Yeah.
Just lukewarm.
Yeah. Something, you're like, hey, I found this. I think you might like it.
Yeah. It's an old toy. I know you like them.
It's haunted. all right. This one's a short one, but a gold one. Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend to shave her pubes when she told me to shave my beard?
That just sounds like a bat. Like, oh yeah, well,
my girlfriend said today, shave your beard, new year, new you, right? She doesn't like my beard. She constantly asked me to shave it. I said, shave your pubes, new year, new you, right? She accused me of getting overly personal and said it's not the same. Am I the asshole?
I wish there was a follow-up. Like, are they still together?
I mean, I don't know.
Beards are personal.
Yeah, I don't do well without a beard. I don't enjoy it. I gotta have a beard, you know?
Yeah, guys have two sets of pubes.
Yep, face pubes.
And
penis pubes.
Dick fro.
Dick fro.
Yeah. Fucking dick fro.
But I don't, there are some people who just don't like beards, you know?
Right, which you probably shouldn't be dating somebody that has a beard.
Right, like, did he grow it? That would be the question I would ask. Like, did you grow a beard after you were in the relationship?
Mm-mm.
Did you start it with a beard?
Rude.
Because I feel like that's one of those things where she would probably, like, I can get him to shave that beard.
What if she hated it, though?
Yeah, it's, I look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
If I ever commit a crime, first thing, I just got to shave, get some contacts, and you'll never know.
Some cat eyes.
Yeah, cat. Yeah, some, change these baby blues up. Get something more suspicious.
That would be so great if that was all you had to do.
Just put in cat eyes and shave my beard.
Yeah, that's your Johnny and Pony Boy thing. Instead of bleaching your fucking hair from the outsiders. Right. All
right, so it being New Year's Day, I got a New Year's Eve question. Am I the asshole for telling my mother she's ruining my New Year's Eve? Okay, so the person writing this is 17. Her mother is 37, and her mother's boyfriend is 35. So it says, my mother, her boyfriend, and I stayed in tonight for New Year's Eve and ordered out. We had a nice meal and some apple cider and watched the ball drop on TV. The New Year's Eve performances were on, and I was having a pretty nice time singing along to the performers and dancing when my favorite groups went up. Only when I would start to get excited, my mom would start saying negative things. Why are they advertising their crotches in these dances?
Oh, boy.
He looks like a girl. Wow, they got fat. Every time I was quiet, so was she. Her boyfriend nudged her and told her to hush and let me enjoy the show. The last straw for me was when they were showing the audiences. Every time an Asian-looking person came on the screen, she'd exclaim, "It's a Ling Ling."
Oh, no.
When a white person came on the screen, she'd go, "White people can't dance. Why are they showing them?"
Wow.
I admit I was very irritated at this point and was probably snappy, but I turned to her and said, "Mom, seriously, hush. You're ruining my New Year's Eve celebration." She got quiet and left the room. Later on, I heard her sniffling in the bathroom to herself. Wow. Her argument was that if singing was my way of ringing in the new year, why couldn't she have her thing? I told her she was just being blatantly disrespectful to strangers, and that's no way to ring in a new year.
Who says hush?
Hush. Oh, that one sentence is so... Mom, seriously, hush. You're ruining my New Year celebration.
Hush up. You ever tried to watch a movie with a group of people, and there's one person that has to comment the entire time about everything?
Yeah.
Everything. Just watch it.
We did. We used to do a movie night. And we ran into a problem where we stopped picking like serious movies, or like, no, you guys got to see this one. You'll really love it. And then we started, because we would talk through the movie.
Yeah.
And so we just started picking movies we could all talk through, and it wouldn't, you know, like Halloween or some shit.
Yeah.
So it
fucking Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, exactly.
Over and over again.
But I just, this poor girl just wanted to, you know, dance her heart out. And her mom's yelling,
"Ling Ling."
Yeah, Ling Ling.
I've heard, what is Ling Ling?
I don't know. I don't know what that's from.
I don't know what that is.
I know it's not what you should yell out.
Yeah, I've learned that. Yeah. Yeah, that's not it's not the look.
But
at all. Jesus.
Mm, yeah.
No. How old was that person?
That was a 17-year-old.
Yeah. You shouldn't. I mean, I don't know. I'm old now,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't writing basically Yelp reviews on forums about my New Year's.
Yeah.
When I was 17, celebrating New Year's was a lot different than that.
Yeah. I don't know if I really started celebrating New Year's till I was probably in at least 20 before I was like celebrating with friends. But
you just clapped your hands by yourself for a long time?
I stay at home like this girl did. I mean, I wouldn't sing and dance, but I would just stay at home and watch the ball drop. Just
hush up.
So, yeah, I don't know. But
I believe.
And that, honestly, that's the one reason I think I like that story so much is because it's basically what watching football with my dad is like every Sunday. Yeah. It's like, really, man?
Everything's
like
a problem.
He tries to politically bait me every time. Like, it'll be a fucking car commercial, and it'll be like, you see, that's the problem.
That's like, the problem.
Like, no, it's not. Just stop what you're about to say.
No, whatever you're saying right now is the problem.
Right.
But also, let your mom, just watch it in your room.
Yeah. Yeah, just if you can't enjoy it, then, you know. But that, also, you would think you know, a couple of 35-year-olds, they might, you know,
shut up. No,
stop being weird.
No, there's an yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. There's an age where it starts up again, and I think that's 45.
Oh, you don't want to fuck with a 45-year-old.
Yeah, it's like 18 to like 24-year-olds are so fucking opinionated,
right?
And then it stops because you're like, it doesn't matter,
right?
What you say, it's everything's still gonna happen,
right?
And then 45, it picks back up, I believe, maybe 40.
Well, I feel like once you get to your 40s, you're like, oh, fuck, okay, so I'm still here. Wasn't expecting that. Now what do you do?
Oh, man, wait till you hit 30. Just putting that 3 on there. Like, 29 is one thing.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I'm still in my 20s. Like, if somebody said, are you in your 20s? I'd probably just say no, not thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but wait till you have to do that.
Right. No, I'm in my 30s.
Whatever.
I don't know. That's when you're supposed to peak physically, mentally. At 30, you start to peak. So
at 30?
Yeah. Has that been your experience over the past couple of years?
Fuck.
Are you peaking?
Hmm. I fucking hope not. I fucking hope that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Don't put that shit on me.
No, I mean.
Oh, no. Now I'm going to be thinking about it.
No, but you still have time. I think it starts to go downhill at like 35.
Yeah.
Then it starts to, you know.
Guys mature later.
It's true.
Yeah. So I got about until I'm 40 to do it.
To peak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so. I don't know.
Well, it's no set rule. It's just like biologically, 30 is when you're at your best.
Yeah. So let's draft 18-year-olds. Like, but, let's not draft 30-year-olds.
Yeah. I can't believe that was a thing that people just got drafted.
Yeah. Everybody kind of like expected it. Like,
yeah.
Like, this might be it for me.
Right. Unless you could, you know, there was ways to get out of it. Like Ted Nugent shit himself in a recruiting office, or he shit himself, then he went to the recruiter, to the like the intake office.
What?
With shit in his pants. I think we talked about that on another
episode.
Yeah,
but what if he was just like, what if they're like, no, you're still coming.
Right, like go take a shower, bud.
Yeah, or you don't have to take a shower, you're just going to have to change.
Yeah.
But good try.
But he went in and just did that. I think acted crazy. It's a story he like brags about how he got out of Vietnam.
Also just acting crazy.
Yeah.
Not the shit itself.
No, that was just the cherry on top of the act, I think. But yeah, he wants to be all right-wing crazy guy, but brags about...
Got out of that.
Yeah, getting out of that.
Hmm. But I mean, if he didn't, we wouldn't have Stranglehold.
I saw a bumper sticker one time that said Ted Nugent for president, and I was like, I'm not tailgating this guy.
No.
That's pretty frightening.
Yeah, that's rough. Everything about the Nuge is rough.
Yeah.
Which has been talked about in plenty of episodes.
Yeah, it seems to be. We got to get him on.
Yeah, that's the first person. Just any famous stature. We get him on here.
We got him, Ted.
Yeah, right. Is that all your assholes?
I think so. Let me look. I might have one more. No, but I do have some fun facts.
Oh, I love fun facts.
If you'd like to hear some.
Fun facts?
Well, these
of what?
These aren't necessarily fun facts. They're just, you know, things I came across.
Okay.
And saved. So one of them is Waffle House has its own record label called Waffle Records. They produced about 40 songs, including There Are Raisins in My Toast. what? They hold 1% of all plays at Waffle House jukeboxes.
Oh, man.
So next time you're at Waffle House,
look for those.
Check out those deep tracks.
Those B-sides.
This one was a great comfort to me when I found it. But it says, there isn't an exact normal number of times a person should use the bathroom per day. While some people may go a few days without regular bowel movement, others poop once or twice a day on average.
where are you looking at for these things?
Mm.
This is just things you run across on every day.
On Reddit.
Oh, man. You do Reddit.
Oh, yeah. Spend a lot of time. But, yeah. So those were a couple. The bathroom one, it's definitely, I thought it was unhealthy to go a few days without pooping, but apparently it's normal for some people.
Yeah, yeah. What's your top?
Most poops in one day.
Well, the opposite.
Oh, how many longest? Days?
Yeah.
Without pooping?
Mm-hmm.
It was when I had a blood infection in 2017 or 18.
They made you?
I can't. Yeah. So I was basically, I wasn't eating for 3 days because I was in so much pain. And then I ended up getting carted to the hospital where they put me on IV painkillers. So,
So you didn't really care about eating.
I was, and then I started eating, once I could like think straight, you know, because it helped the pain, but also painkillers stop you up big time, especially I was on Dilaudid.
Ooh.
So
That's the good shit.
I went a total of, I think, 10 days.
Jesus.
And when it finally happened, I had to get out of bed for the first time in 10 days.
Oh my God, that's not the number I thought was going to come out of your. I thought it was going to be like two.
No, so I rang for the nurse with my little call button, and at this point, like, it was excruciating, the pain like in my stomach,
because mm-hmm.
it had been 10 days, you know, and I was eating like normal, more or less. Well, I was eating less than I normally would, but still eating, and I was basically like. So this like 120-pound nurse comes in. It's like maybe 5'6", and I'm like trying to swing myself out of bed. Like,
no,
and,
I got it, man. I got it.
And whatever. she's going like, "Have you done this before, or have you done this yet?" I was like, "No." And I'm just like trying to like hurl myself out of the bed and get to the, and I'm still in the worst pain of my whole life. Like my leg, like any weight on it was excruciating,
yeah.
And I managed to make it. To the bathroom, and it was like that South Park where Randy spins on the top of his turn.
Bono.
It was the most cataclysmic shit I have ever taken.
Oh no!
And I basically was like yelling the whole time, like ah. And so the nurse is like patiently waiting outside. So she helps me back to the bed. And she walked in to flush, and she walked back out, and the look on her face was, it was one of those things, like, I know she drank about that. Like, she drank about it. She was like, this is not, what am I doing with my life? Like,
yeah, she changed careers after that.
And I said, what, she walked back out, and I was like, was it as bad as it felt? She goes, I didn't look, sweetie.
Yeah, oh no.
So, yeah, that was 10 days.
10 fucking days.
And then I went like another 6 after that because of the medication.
6 doesn't even count after 10.
Yeah. You
know, 6 doesn't compare.
No.
I think I've done 2.
Yeah.
And that was a rough time. It just made me a mean person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to drop extra weight every once in a while.
You got to get the hate out.
You got to get the hate out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you do. You do.
It's yeah. I mean, and on average, I'm a 2 or 3 times a day person.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
I'm a scheduled. Yeah, I'm a repeat offender. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, it is a new year,
Elliot.
What do you got in store for this year? What are you What are your, what do they call them at the new year?
Resolutions.
Right. Revolutions. Yeah.
Them things. I don't know. You know, I might finally donate to NPR this year. I say I'm going to do it every year and don't.
Say you're going to, or I'm sure you probably think about it every day.
Well, every time they're doing the pledge drive and they're like, the pledge drives are so ridiculous because they're like, hey, I'm talking to you. The person who listens for, and I do, I listen to NPR for like 10 hours a week. Like every time I'm in the car. Or on my break at work, usually I'm listening to it. So they're like, we're talking to you. the one who listens and never donates.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Pitch me. And it never
works.
I've literally like just gotten paid same day, heard it, and just, and you know, I feel kind of bad about it. So I might actually donate to NPR this year.
Oh, great. Great. Just one time, though, not like...
No, I'm not going to become a recurring member, a sustaining member, as they call it.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't.
No, I just do the one-time donation, get the sticker for the car, the way everybody knows.
Yeah, so when you get pulled over, they're like, you know what? You're all
right. Right, because the sticker says public radio nerd.
Oh.
So.
Well, never mind. That's not going to help you.
No. That's like...
Not a lot of officers with broadcasting degrees out there.
yeah cops don't like NPR because they're like, oh, they're the ones that talk about all our shootings.
Yeah. Love that. That's it. Like that's the one, that's your resolution.
That's just something I think about a lot. I need to lose weight. Is it gonna happen? Well, probably not. But you know,
yeah, that's the new way to look at it.
Yeah, because I keep just waiting. I'm like, why isn't it happening? And it's like, oh, because you're not changing anything. Oh shit,
that's the. At least curves, like they just have a fun time in there, you know. Like,
yeah,
those girls go to curves and they just bounce on a ball, and then they just go to eat lasagna after it.
Yeah, I mean, well, they earned it. So you know, that was the problem with. When I was working out this year, I definitely didn't lose a lot of weight because I would eat like shit every time I worked out because I was like, I just worked out.
Yeah, you just cancel it out. You know? Well, yeah. But if you eat a lot, then you're not really canceling it out. You're just canceling out the three breadsticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
So that's a popular one. I guess, you know, just be nice. That'd be a good one.
Be nice. Nope. That's not... No. I'm not doing it.
What about you? You got any anything you want to work on this year?
Yeah. Just get things back in order.
Yeah.
Get back to our scheduled programming.
Right.
Take things more serious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just cut rugs, you know?
Yeah.
Just cut every rug I can. Keep getting haircuts.
Yeah, those are important.
They are, man. Sometimes you look like a homeless bitch.
Yeah, well, yeah. I let my hair go way too long this last time. It was not good.
Yeah. It was very strapping young laddish.
Yeah, I looked like Danny DeVito hair.
Oh, boy.
It was, when I didn't have my cap on, it was rough. So.
It's funny that the only thing that you get... The only hair is where the hat head shows up. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It still fucks up my hair having a hat on. What little of it there is, but that's why I'm a two guard, baby. Take it down. Yeah,
two guard crew.
two guard crew.
Beard trimmers. Always.
Yeah. You got to keep those. I can't trim my own beard. I suck at it. So
yeah. Well, that should be one of those resolutions.
Yeah, but I just got pay $5 and guy does it.
That's very fast foodish of you.
Yeah, but it's like that's one of the only like manly, I guess, masculine things I do is go to the barbershop. Go to like a real barbershop, you know.
That's the only masculine thing that you do.
Yeah, I don't do a whole lot of stuff. Like I don't. I mean, I watch football.
You can yell at anybody, though.
But I also feel bad when I watch football. So,
you depressingly watch football?
Well, I'm just like, oh, God, this is all so terrible. Like, these guys are going to have brain injuries. Like, that one said something racist. I saw it.
You think the fucking snail from Rocco's Modern Life? Like, ugh.
Yeah, basically.
I got a cold.
But yeah, no. So going to the barbershop is, I've had the same barber for like 2 years.
Good. I mean, just not dead.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably doing good.
Yeah. He's doing great.
What else you got for us, Elliot?
Not a whole lot.
It's just short and sweet today.
Short and sweet.
Thanks for checking it out and lasting this long in this episode.
Yeah.
If you liked what you heard, you can go to our Anchor page and maybe donate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Cool. Yeah, it'd be cool to do it a bunch.
Yeah. We still we want to buy one of those airplane banners.
Yeah.
For the show. So
we just want to, yeah, just in San Francisco, and it says, fuck the dog.
Fuck that dog.
Fuck that dog. Listen to this show.
Bad seat by it.
That's all I want.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the resolution. I don't care how long it takes. She'll know when she sees it.
Yep.
And I want her to fly really low, right over the buildings.
Like knocking off satellites.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be funny.
Tearing shingles off roofs. Yeah, maybe. How much extra do you think it would be for us to fly the plane?
What if we got a helicopter instead, and it was like a vertical one that could just like go down in the street
and like drag on the ground?
Yeah, yeah. And it just hit people walking, and it was like, look up and yeah, watch this show or listen to this show. I don't know. That's something to look into.
Yeah, I mean, if it's in the budget, like I say,
if it's in the budget, yeah, you know. I mean, I'll go in debt for that.
Yeah.
And debtor for that.
Yeah. I'll max out some cards. We'll make it happen.
Whatever. All right. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you, Scotty.
That's my name. Toodles McGoodles.